I want to let you know that you are listening to KPFA. The name of this program is Casa Babylon. My name is Pedro Arroyo, and I am your host. Like I mentioned earlier, had a really fun conversation with Bay Area vocalist, composer, musician, Maclit Hadedo. She released a great album on Smithsonian Folkways, titled The Peace of Infinity, and she is also playing in her wonderful band, playing a record release party at the legendary Freight and Salvage in Berkeley next Saturday evening, 8 p.m. performance. We had a chance to chat about just music, making music, expressing herself, again, rooted in Ethiopian traditional music, but what she does is so much more sophisticated, broader, and expansive. And I'm going to share just my conversation with her. This is my conversation with Maclit Hadedo. APFA, and I am joined this afternoon by Maclit Hadedo, vocalist and composer. She's based here in the Bay Area, and she creates this beautiful music rooted in the deep and soulful sounds of Ethiopia and also in jazz. I'd like to welcome you to KPFA.
Thank you so much for having me.
And then, you know, you've got a new album out. It's titled A Piece of Infinity. It was released on the Smithsonian Folkways label, which I'm sure is like a huge, kudos to you. And
thank
to
you.
Your team.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then you also have a record release party at the Freight and Salvage. It's happening in Berkeley Saturday, January 24th, 2026, an 8 p.m. performance. So first of all, like, how are you? And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, like, I really believe that kind of the places and spaces where we call home, they play like a role in shaping who we are, kind of what we eat, the music we hear, the music we make. And then where did you grow up, and how did that kind of sense of space kind of shape your identity as a composer, vocalist, and just as a human being?
Yeah, no, I really hear you. And what you're expressing, the way that place and space influences who we are and what we shine out into the world, is like very much a part of my music. So I've grown up in a lot of places. There's actually a list, and I can do it in one breath. So watch me go. Addis Ababa, Dusseldorf, Washington, D.C., Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Iowa City, Iowa, Brooklyn, New York, Jacksonville, Florida, Gainesville, Florida, Miami, London, New Haven, Seattle, and for the last 20 years, San Francisco and the Bay Area. So it's a lot of places, but what I love to say is that there's really three of them that are my sonic touchstone. So Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, the music of Ethiopian jazz, especially traditional Ethiopian music. New York, like growing up in Brooklyn, I was so surrounded by jazz. It was like just a part of the landscape, and also in some ways like early hip hop also. And then San Francisco and the singer-songwriter Strum really just influenced me. So those three places really come together to make the music that I make.
Wow, I was impressed that you were able to do it in under 30 seconds.
Well, you know, I once had this story. We did this live storytelling show about music and migration, and as part of it, I would have to do all the places in one breath. So it is very practiced.
Just as a like a natural segue, you know, there is like I was sharing with you, there's kind of this. This richness and depth of the music in Ethiopia, and for me, that I would describe it as a young, ignorant 18-year-old, like listening to it for the first time, it was really unlike anything that I'd heard, and I'm curious just to find out how you kind of tap into that rich and deep tradition, and then honor it, and then in a sense, like in this new recording, you know, you are building and creating like a different pathway for the music. And I know, I'm just curious just to know that.
Yeah. Thank you for that question. I love talking about Ethiopian music. You are so right. It is so unique and just incredibly beautiful. And, you know, and this project started and really my journey with traditional music outside of just hearing it in my house. The real introduction to that came as part of the Nile Project when I was on tour with musicians from across the Nile Basin. It was a project that I co-founded with Mina Girgis, an Egyptian ethnomusicologist. And we brought musicians from the 11 Nile Basin countries together to share our music with each other and with the Nile communities. And so as part of this kind of project at the intersection of culture and ecology, we toured the United States, we toured Africa, we toured Europe. And so I was with traditional musicians like day in and day out for months at a time. In particular, traditional musicians from Ethiopia just really took me under their wing. And it was then, and like that's when I learned to play kirar, the Ethiopian harp. And that's when I really started to get a sense of the infinity of Ethiopian music, how deep it is, you know, how varied, how it's not just one sound, actually, it's so many sounds. And you can hear that kind of interpretation in the title of the new record, A Piece of Infinity, because what I did not want was for people to point to this record and say, this is what Ethiopian music is. No, I wanted to just be a way of saying, like, actually, this music has so much to it. And here's one part of an interpretation, but the wholeness can't actually be, you know, captured on one record. I had this amazing experience in many years ago with the godfather of Ethiopian jazz. His name is Mulatu Astatke, and he's the creator of Ethiopian jazz, bringing jazz music, Black American sounds together with traditional Ethiopian music. And that actually, it started for him with a conversation with him and John Coltrane, which is like a iconic conversation where John Coltrane was like, man, you need to play your music with jazz. And Mulatu Astatke went back to Ethiopia and he did it. And he came to a concert of mine in 2011 and he looked me right in the eye after the show and he said, you cannot play this music as you found it. You cannot play this music exactly as we made it 50 years ago. Like, you have to find your contribution and keep innovating. Keep innovating. Do not let this music be static or stand still. Culture evolves. Keep innovating. And so that conversation was what gave me the even the sense that I could place myself on the continuum and make changes and do things differently and switch up the rhythms and, you know, just make interpretations that would reflect my own musical perspective. And so that conversation really changed my life.
Yeah, what a powerful gift and lesson from one of the greats.
Yes, it was a powerful lesson and a gift, and I take it with me, you know, moving forward in my life all the time, every day.
May I ask, you know, who are you listening to that is kind of helping to push the music forward for our listeners who we know listen with intent and with depth? Like, who is doing this work right now alongside you?
I mean, there's so many artists doing this work. I feel like this is, It's like a generation of artists doing this work. I mean, in many ways, I'm very rooted in Ethiopian music, but I see that kind of a practice as like this is our work in the 21st century. Like, this is how we have to make to keep culture, you know, as something that is living and breathing. You know, I co-founded a podcast called Movement with Makli Tadero, and we interview immigrant musicians. And so we just finished up our third season. And I feel like every time I have a conversation with an artist on that podcast, I feel like I'm listening to somebody doing it in their own way. Like, I had this incredible conversation with Helado Negro, and I was like, oh my God, he feels like a brother to me, you know, like the way that he's thinking about finding sounds and finding songs. You know, I'm talking to Monrovia, this incredible Liberian artist based in Tennessee making Afro-Appalachian folk music, and he's on his own journey and interpretation of that. So in many ways, like, that project and like any artist that you that we feature is like on that journey. Anna Tijou, Anastasia, Laura El Kaslasi, Sinkane, Diana Gameros, it's just endless. Like, this is part of the cultural power that we inherit and that has to flow through us.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Makli Tadedo, vocalist and composer. She's got a brand new album out titled A Piece of Infinity, out on Smithsonian Folkways. And she also has an upcoming record release party at the Freight and Salvage. It's going to be a great night of music and celebration taking place Saturday, January 24th. It's an 8 p.m. performance in Berkeley. Should be a blast, a way to celebrate all this labor of love on this wonderful recording. And I really want to jump into, you know, you kind of walking us through kind of the process to bring the recording to life. Who's partnering with you on this recording? And I believe it was recorded here in San Francisco, correct?
It was, yes. It was recorded at Women's Audio Mission. And actually, it's the whole thing started in 2019 when Terry Winston, who's the executive director there, came up to me and she's like, oh, Creative Work Fund, which is now the Creative Power Awards. She's like, they have a call for traditional projects. And do you think of yourself as making traditional music? And I was like, well, actually, I want to do an album interpreting traditional Ethiopian music and reimagining traditional Ethiopian music. So I would love to do that with you. We got the grant, thanks to the Haas Senior Fund. We did all the prep, the arrangement. I had this very deep process with musical advisors, including Cabron Barhane, who's my keyboardist, pianist. He lives in LA, and he's just a genius multi-instrumentalist.
He is.
There's a drummer, percussionist called Tafari Asafa, who I worked with in Ethiopia. He actually passed away last year, but he himself would go to different tribes in Ethiopia and record music that had never been recorded before. He was an ethnographer, drummer who left behind a legacy of recording that is like unparalleled. And he was one of my musical advisors. My father was a musical advisor. And so we recorded at Women's Audio Mission, and then Smithsonian Folkways came on, as did the American Women's History Initiative. So actually, we've brought in so many partners who all brought this deep, heartfelt perspective to this project. And Brandy Younger, we were able to feature Brandy Younger, the genius jazz harpist, and Camille Thurman, who is just a beautiful flutist and saxophonist based in the jazz tradition, who's also featured on the record. So it is so many hands touch this record, and I'm so grateful to all of them.
That's great. And now I want to ask you to select the track from A Piece of Infinity, and if you can introduce it for us.
I would love to. I would love to start with Tizata, featuring Brandy Younger. And Tizata is a song of longing and nostalgia. It's one of the most popular song forms in Ethiopia, and I knew forever that I wanted to do a Tizata. And so this is my reinterpretation featuring the harp. And to me, Tizata is about the way that so many things that we experience in life are temporary, but we love them anyway, even as we know that time moves on and our loves may slip through our fingers, but we hold them in our hearts no matter what.
Yeah.
you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Maglita Dato, vocalist and composer. She has a new album out titled A Piece of Infinity out on Smithsonian Folkways, and she's joining us tonight here on KPFA. She also has an upcoming record release party at the Freight and Salvage Saturday, January 24th, 2026. It's an 8 p.m. performance at the legendary Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for the 24th? I know you're not doing this on your own, so who's on the lineup and who's going to be there to help you bring this record to life for Bay Area audiences?
Oh, yes. No, not doing nothing alone, you know. The show will open with the incredible August Lee Stevens, beautiful jazz soul vocalist, who singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, who has been lighting up stages in the Bay Area, who I've been really looking forward to collaborating with. The band that will be shining this music with me is the same exact band on the record, so I will be playing Kirar, Ethiopian harp and singing. Kabron Barhane will be on keyboard and grand piano. You know, the Freight has that grand piano. You know, you can't beat having a grand piano. Sam Bevan will be on upright and electric bass. Sam is also the co-producer of this record. He lends so much sensitivity and big ears to making this music together with me, and we've been working together for a long time. Colin Douglas on the drum kit, Marco Perez Coppola on percussion, and also Mr. Howard Wiley on saxophone, on tenor saxophone, the unbeatable Howard Wiley. So we're a sextet, and you know, the whole idea is to get free on stage. You know, we gotta just turn up the volume and shine the depth of this music for audiences, and of course we'll play some originals too, but yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Well, wonderful. And in closing, where can people find you? How do people learn more about you? And then last but not least, like, where do people listen? Because I think that's the important piece, right? We want folks to listen and to enjoy and to get into the music. So where can people do it?
Well, you can find me on my website at meklitmusic.com. That's M-E-K-L-I-T music.com. That's my same social media handles. It's all Meklit Music. And even if you forget my name, you can Google Ethiopian singer San Francisco and I come right up. So, you know, just to let you know, in terms of listening to the music, you can find me wherever you hear your music, but you know, do it on the platforms like we love to support Bandcamp. We love to support Tidal. We got a lot of videos on YouTube, new videos coming out this week as well. And so, yeah, wherever you find your music, there I am. But if you want a vinyl, you better come to that show because we got vinyl, okay? Finally, I got a vinyl.
Okay. We're going to hold you to it.
Oh, yeah.
And in closing, again, I really want to thank you for making time to speak with us this evening. Again, I'm speaking with Maglita Dato, a vocalist and composer. He's got a brand new record out on Smithsonian Folkways and a great upcoming record release party Saturday, January 24th. It's an 8 p.m. performance at the Freight and Salvage. And in closing, thank you again for joining us. And can you pick another track and introduce it at the close out our conversation?
Yeah, I would love to choose the song called Gifata. Gifata is a song from my father's place in Ethiopia called Kambata. And Gifata is like the song that you would play at any happy occasion, the birth of a child, a community celebration, a holiday. And, you know, it's also a song that has almost disappeared from that place. And my father and I found this song together, and we went on a journey. We listened minute by minute through a 2008 festival that was on SoundCloud until we found a version of the song. Then my father got our cousins to record elders singing it, and then we worked together to select lyrics, and then we made an arrangement, and so it was just a beautiful process. So I would love to leave you with Gifata.
Somebody talk.